So I used to teach speech for several years, and my students would always come to me and they would say, "Well, I'm having trouble figuring out my title." And I would tell them, "I don't want a title. I don't like titles. I have professional animosity towards titles. And yet, every time I preach here, I have to give a title." So normally what I do is I just take a phrase out of the scripture and just say, "Well, that's what that's what I did last time." But I was feeling a little contrary. That's surprising to lots of you, I know. So I decided the title of today's sermon was Cui Bono. Cui Bono is a Latin phrase. It means who benefits? It's a question. Who benefits? It is a phrase that comes in to kind of American culture in legal sense. It's the question of who gets the most out of this. It is a question of motive. I like detective shows. You like detective shows. It's the means, motive, and opportunity. And so the question of cui bono is who has the motive? Who wants this? Who thinks they're going to get something good out of this action? Who thinks that bumping the guy off is going to make their life better? Whether they really will or not. And so, cui bono is the question I want us to ask today. You see, the passages we read today, both in Luke and in Colossians, and things that we see over and over and over again in the New Testament, Jesus and later Paul and the other writers of the New Testament, they're not concerned so much with what you do as who you are. Part of that is why you do what you do. The Old Testament is a legal system. Nine out of the Ten Commandments, somebody can watch you do it and know whether or not you did it. They know if you commit idolatry. They know if you murder somebody. And at least one other person knows if you commit adultery. So it's boxes. You can check. Are you a good Jew? Well, I keep the law. You must be a good Jew. But there's a tenth commandment that says, do not covet. Do not want things inappropriately, which is really what coveting is. And Jesus, well, first the prophets, and then Jesus, and those who interpret Jesus take that and talk about what God really wants is not somebody who is just obedient to do the right thing, but someone who is good. It is a question of character. It is why are you doing what you do? Cui bono? Who benefits? And in a murder investigation, we might have a list of suspects who all have something to gain from the murder. Maybe they're up for the inheritance. Maybe the guy cheated them on a deal and they've been angry about it ever since. Maybe he cut them off in traffic. So we all think, oh, well, they all have motive to kill the guy. But there's something else embedded in the New Testament that complicates matters for those of us that are Christians. Because it is not simply that we have to ask ourselves who's getting the benefit of out of this. But within ourselves, we have multiple actors. I'm not talking about split personality. I'm talking about what it says here in Colossians of the old nature and the new. Over and over again, we are shown this dichotomy. There is the old man and the new. There is Adam and there is Jesus. And so when we act, we ask, cui bono? Who benefits? If you look at Colossians and all the things, and if you look at this and you look at carefully at the Greek, and I've already taught you Latin, so I'm not going to teach you Greek. It's no point in that. We don't have time for that. But the things are talked about, this, in fact, the NIV says sexual immorality, sexual desire, impurity, evil passions, evil desires. It's all about why you're doing it, right? It's not about what you're doing. It's about why. Why are you doing that? And sometimes we can hide our motives from other people. We can make people think that we are doing something for their benefit, for their good, when really we're doing it to help ourselves out. It might be as simple as telling your child or your spouse they can have what they want because what you get out of it is they be quiet. They give you 10 minutes of peace if they get to do that. No, you go do that. That's fine. No, go ahead. No, it's all right. I can fend for myself. It's okay. We do that. We act like we're protecting other people. We act like we're helping other people when who we're really helping is ourselves. Cui bono? Who benefits? Who in that struggle between, as the writer of Colossians says, between that old self and that new self, who benefits? It's really easy to lie to other people because they don't see that struggle going on behind your eyes. They don't see those warring desires. But sometimes it's easy to lie to ourselves too. We have these principles, we have these ideals, we have these thoughts about how the world is supposed to work, what it's supposed to do, how it's supposed to be right. But in reality, we're doing it because it's good for us. It's good for people like us. That's what we're really about. We're not thinking about how it helps the other person. Cui bono? Who benefits? Well, it is a phrase in Latin, has legal implications. To be honest, I learned it from reading the Justice League. We want people to think we're good people.